Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you encourage us on today, enlighten us with your word on today, bless us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 15, and we're going to begin reading at verse 18. It says, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." Now, this is Jesus talking about the hatred of the world. In John chapter 15, from verse 18 all the way over to verse 27, it talks about the hatred of the world towards the believer. So let's continue. Verse 19. "If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you." Now, we're in the middle of, I would say, in this country, and maybe it's been on the last maybe decade or two, we're like at an intersection of change. There's lots of change going on, whether it's social change, and a lot of it is social change. It's moral change. It's a change in standards. It's a change in belief. It's a change in what is perceived as being correct and right, and what people are being asked to tolerate. A new change in belief system. And so at an intersection of change, our convictions are being challenged. What are we going to hold to? And are we going to do what is acceptable in society so we remain a friend of the world? Or are we going to stand apart from that and do what is right according to what God says it's right? And so we're at that intersection of change. We're at that crossroad in society. And so you can see on the news all the time about different laws. There's a law going on right now in Indiana about religious freedoms. I haven't read it, so I don't know what the totality of it is, but it is also a sign of the times. It's people not wanting to be subject to having to perform services or give services to someone that goes against their belief system. And then there are people that are saying that's a setup for discrimination against gays and lesbians. I don't think that someone should be forced to comply with someone else's beliefs. But at the same time, if you are talking about a public service, it is hard to justifiably discriminate. And it's a tough, hard situation. I don't think that you should ever compromise what you believe. But it is going to be a case by case situation of how you are going to maneuver about a situation and still hold to the laws of God and also provide a service. It's a hard call. If I'm selling donuts and I say, well, I do not want to sell donuts to a certain class of people, that could be discrimination. And it's a tough call. I'm not talking about selling donuts, but holding to your convictions. If I am, and I am a minister in a church, I cannot marry two same-sex people because that goes against the laws of marriage according to the Bible. And that is what I am representing. I am representing God. I am an ambassador of Christ. But it is across the board. It is not just isolated in one section. But Jesus is saying here, if the world hated me, it will also hate you. This is an intersection of change and holding to your convictions according to the Bible, which means that the world will hate you. It loves its own. Those that tolerate and those that go with the belief system of the world, those are the ones that the world will love? Well, if you're not of the world will hate you. And we have to be okay with that because we are after the love of God and doing the will of God. And that has to trump everything else. Let's continue. Verse 20 of John chapter 15. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours. And so we are not greater than Jesus Christ. And if the word of the Lord was fought against, even by the religious leaders of that day, our word of what is right will be fought against. It will be fought against. There's certain things that we're just not going to be able to indulge in when it comes to being a believer in Christ. We are not going to be able to do. And we're going to have to stand firm in this evil day. There's so much confusion, but God is not the author of confusion. He doesn't set up confusion. That's why we have to stand firm in the word of God. And we are being thoroughly challenged in that. Thoroughly challenged in that. Thoroughly being pressed against. We're being pressed against in society, in culture, on the job, even in the church. We're being pressed against. Are we going to do what is right? Are we going to love one another regardless? Are we going to hold firm to the profession of our faith without wavering? Which means that we will be hated. I was in class the other day. There's a person that said on his job, he is a believer. He said on his job, he is persecuted. He is shunned upon. He is looked at. He is looked over. Because they know that he is a Christian. It is a time that persecution now is in the States. When you watch the news and they're talking about religion and things related to Christianity, you look at the faces of the people when they talk about it. You look at the commentary that is going on. They despise Christianity, a lot of them. They hate the Christians. And it has come over here, and we are not to hate them back. We are not to go, you know, eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth, as the Bible calls it. We are not to do that. We ought to show the love of Christ, that those that hear the word of truth may come to the knowledge of the truth. This is a tough time, but you know what? It was a tough time when Jesus was coming up through his earthly ministry. It was tough for him, and so he said, if they persecuted him, they will also persecute us. Let's go to verse 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Some will do it in the name of the Lord. They will persecute you in the name of God. They will persecute you holding the title or the profession in Jesus Christ. They will persecute you in culture. They will persecute you in society. They will persecute you at the schools. They will persecute you on the job. If you are professing Jesus Christ, we will be persecuted. I'm going to stop with that thought on today. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Hold on to the profession of your faith, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.